it's time that we actually take a self-inventory and look at things within ourselves that we could be changing. It's Evie here. Welcome to EML Radio, where we are always talking truth. All of those things you need to hear that nobody else is willing to say. Hello, truth seekers. Today's episode of EML Radio is sponsored by Strong Start. Strong Start is a new 90-day program designed to give you the opportunity through a structured program to start living your most fulfilling life. When it comes to eating, moving, and living, there are three critical things to develop in order for you to have lasting success. And those are self-discipline, knowledge, and accountability. So after devoting over a decade of my life to coaching in nutrition and fitness and mindset, I found myself losing accountability and self-discipline. Now I know exactly what it takes to create a fit body and a mind and a spirit to live to my highest potential. But over the last year, I felt myself just slipping, which is why I decided to develop the Strong Start program. Strong Start gives you absolutely everything you need to bring order back to your life, especially in a time of great chaos like we're in right now. It's designed over a 90-day period with three 30-day phases. So phase one is designed for you to really hone in on developing self-discipline. And then phase two allows you to start using that newfound discipline to incorporate more choices into your eating and into your movement. And then phase three, man, that gives you the runway that you need to put all the newfound discipline and knowledge into place so you can sustain this progress for the rest of your life. So Strong Start works by providing you a complete program guide with exercises for absolutely every fitness level so that you know that what you're actually doing is going to produce the greatest results. And it keeps you moving in a way that is safe and that's functional for your lifestyle. It also gives you the mindset exercises to ensure that you're shifting your mind into seeking the most from yourself every single day. Because all of the exercises and all of the nutrition advice in the world won't help unless you work on building that mental toughness first. It also provides you a hard-bound mindset and accountability journal so that you are writing down and tracking your progress every single day for those 90 days. And then lastly, the Strong Start Nutrition Guide uses my Colors Not Calories method in order to teach you how to eat so that you will never have to go on a diet again. Listen, Strong Start is changing my life and it is changing the lives of countless others. And it will undoubtedly change yours too. So head on over to evifats.com and learn more about Strong Start. Just remember, it is never too late to seek out and create a better you, but you just have to start. This episode is brought to you by Kopow, brighter food, brighter life. At Kopow, we allow you to treat yourself to not cooking. Incredibly colorful, powerful meals delivered directly to you that taste like you're dining out, but at home. At Kopow, we believe that colors taste better. We only use fresh, seasonal, colorful ingredients packed with all the good stuff, so boring beige foods need not apply. It's nutrition that you can actually see. Nature provides incredible ingredients year-round. So if it's not in season, you're not going to find it in our food. So look, diets don't work. Food you want to eat does. Kopow meals are perfectly balanced, craveably good, and help you eat right without you even knowing it. So whether you are looking to take a break from cooking just a few times per week, need business or lunchtime meals, or you're a busy family who needs a combination of meals for parents and kids, Kopow has the perfect weekly meal plan for you. So just visit kopow.com, that's kopow.com, and input your zip code to find out if Kopow meals are delivered in your area. Kopow,
brighter food, brighter life.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of EML Radio. Wow, it feels good to be back in the studio. I have been away for an entire month. And when I say away, I mean actually away. Absolutely no contact with the outside world. No phone. Very, very limited interaction with my family. And I'm going to share more of the reasons behind my decision to go away for an extended period of time. But I'm not, and just the unbelievable experience that it provided me. But I'm not going to go into all of that today, really, because I don't quite have the words to describe it yet. And words are so valuable. And if we just throw them out there without really deep consideration about what they mean, they lose their value. And what I experienced in those weeks of going away and isolating by myself, I wouldn't be able to do it justice if I tried to talk about it right now. So in due time, I will share more of that experience with you. But there is a takeaway that I really just couldn't wait to share with you guys. And that is a new practice that I've implemented, not only in my own life, but in my family life as well, that has been really powerful. And that is around the concept of taking a personal inventory. So I will tell you that part of my catalyst for going away for an extended period of time was that I was finding myself in a place where I didn't like where the world was taking me. And well, let me back up. It's not that I didn't like where the world was taking me. I didn't like what I was allowing the world around me to do to me. Because you guys know, if you've listened to me for any period of time, is I am all about personal accountability. So just to kind of push it off onto the responsibility of what was going on with me as, oh, it's the world that's doing it. Well, that's kind of horseshit. It wasn't the world that was doing it. It was things in the outside world that I was allowing to kind of take me in a direction I didn't like. I was allowing the outside world to kind of turn me into someone that I really wasn't happy with when I looked in the mirror. And so while I was kind of like on this hiatus, something I recognized, it actually kind of dawned on me a couple of different things about this taking this personal inventory. It happened while I was on my morning walk. And I was doing a morning walk with absolutely no headset or any outside noise, usually like I take my walk in the morning when I'm at home and I'm either listening to some music or most of the time I'm listening to a podcast and learning. But while I was away, I chose not to do that because I didn't have my phone and I didn't have a headset or anything else. I just chose to be like completely silent. And while I was on this walk and a million things were kind of racing through my head, you know, because of all the medical mandates, obviously that's something that affects my family's livelihood. Personally, we're moving, you know, my daughter's 15 and there's just, you know, she's a teenager and I'm navigating parenting a teenager and, you know, I've got all these businesses and there were so many things that were flooding through my head, which were big catalysts in why I chose to take some time away. But as I was walking, all of these things were flooding in my head. You know, it's like, what if we lose our livelihood? What if these federal mandates for vaccinations come down and my husband gives up his career of all these years and not on and on. You've heard me tell that story. But as all of these things were flooding through my head, I kind of had this, I don't know if you would call this awakening or just this self-realization, that all of the thoughts that I was allowing in my head had absolutely really nothing to do with me. And they were all things that ultimately were kind of outside of my control. But yet I was allowing those thoughts to kind of dictate my whole existence. So I thought to myself, okay, well, what if I reframe this? What if I spend the time that I'm away really focusing on me, the choices that I'm making every day, the thoughts that I'm creating every single day, the emotions that stem from those thoughts? What if I spend this whole entire time not even thinking about the outside world and 100% taking a personal inventory? And for me, that meant like kind of stepping away from all of the things I do in my everyday life, because I was like, you know what? Some of it's working, but a lot of it's not, because you're being forced to go away and or compelled to go away and really figure shit out in your life. So what you're doing probably isn't working all that well. So why don't you try something different? And the something different kind of, it was all the way down to, you know what? I'm not going to weight train with a lot of loud music and a lot of intensity, because I do a lot of things with high intensity. It was like, you know what? I'm going to spend this time away doing the complete opposite of what I do at home. I'm going to be perfectly silent. No loud music, no heavy weight training, no listening to podcasts. I'm only going to read. I basically just took the intensity out of my everyday existence. And that allowed me to do a personal inventory. It started with the fact that I had to be quiet enough and I had to have enough space for myself in order to even hear what was going on inside of me. You know, because, like, let's face it, a big portion of my career is done online. Less and less in person all the time, which, by the way, when I talk more about my experience when I went away, that is going to change. I am going to be so much less online and so much more in live flesh person, and I cannot wait for that. But anyway, I had to get quiet enough in order for me to fucking know what was going on in my head. So I got quiet and I looked at literally every last area of my life and took a personal inventory. And a lot of when we take a personal inventory, guys, a lot of it is dark stuff. A lot of it is what Carl Jung would describe as your shadow self. It is the parts of you that you probably don't want to have to look at. And we're all human and we all have them. So the power of this personal inventory wasn't in just looking at all the things that I've accomplished and all the things that I do that are great. And believe me, like, I'm proud to say it. There is a lot of shit that I've done that is pretty fucking impressive. There are a lot of things about me that I love, but there are equally a lot of things about me that I'm not so proud of. And before I kind of took this hiatus from the real world, I was recognizing that there were more and more things that I was doing or saying or ways I was responding or reacting to things that were not representative of my best self. There were a growing number of things that I would kind of describe as my shadow self coming out. And this is, you know, you guys know I'm a big fan of Jordan Peterson. And one thing that he says is that, you know, being naive and assuming that yourself and others are all just good, and especially you, that you're just all good, that is not virtuous. It's naivety. True virtue comes from recognizing just how dark and, with, for lack of a better word, bad you truly can be. And then learning to control that. And I'm sharing this with you because I think as a nation, probably as a world right now, we're not taking the time to look at the shadow or the shortcomings within ourselves. Because that is, quote unquote, oh, that's beating yourself up. That's self-deprecation. You shouldn't do those things. You should always tell yourself how great you are. Right. Yeah. We went through a generation or so of parents telling their kids how great we are, how great they are. We see how that's turning out. Right. So maybe it's time that we actually take a self inventory and look at things within ourselves that we could be changing instead of falsely believing that we're going to go out there and create positive change in the world, when the fact of the matter is most people don't even fucking pick up their own dog shit when they walk their dog. If you can't clean up your own room, if you can't straighten things out within your own house, good luck on having any kind of positive impact or change in the fucking world at large. And the reason this is funny. The reason I bring up dog shit is because since I've been back, which has been a couple of days now, you know, I've been walking my dog every morning and I truly just have a completely different view of the world. I can't tell you how much peace I feel inside myself from doing this really extended personal inventory. But as I'm walking, like I just, maybe it's because of all the people from large cities or all the Californians or whoever it is that are moving in. But like, do people not understand the concept of when 100 people walk their dog on a trail every day and you don't pick up the shit, then you fucking ruin it for everybody? Literally, I cannot begin to tell you that there's one area of the trail that I can't even walk my dog. We have to take an alternative route because she'll do nothing but step in shit the whole entire time. And it infuriates me. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I guarantee if you stopped and talked to these people and interviewed them about anything current event going on in the world, they would have some strong opinions about how all of that should be solved. But yet they don't pick up their own dog's shit. So it comes down to, guys, how you do one thing is how you do everything. If you can't pick up your own dog's poop, you probably aren't going to have much of an effect on climate change. So anyway, kind of a side rant. But it's just an example, a very everyday example of we're not taking care of our own lives. We're not doing all the kind of hard, gritty recognition of our own shortcomings and then working on those. And if we aren't doing those individually, then we are not going to be able to create change out there. It sounds cliche, but change starts within ourselves. And if we're not willing to do those little things to improve our own existence, then we're never going to be able to do it out there on a larger scale. So kind of back on topic, one thing, I was reading a lot of Carl Jung's work. And if you don't know who Carl Jung is, I recommend you kind of dig into it. If you're into self-improvement, self-actualization, he actually refers to it as an individual's individuation process, where you are stepping aside from allowing ego to be your only existence and looking deeper into living to your true self. And so Carl Jung was a psychoanalyst, a Swedish man from, it would have been like in the 30s. Anyway, he is pretty much like the go-to of Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson is a big student of Carl Jung's. So anyway, I was reading a lot of his work while I was away, because again, I told you I didn't listen. I didn't listen to music. I didn't text. I wasn't on social media. It was a fucking glorious time. I can't even begin to tell you. But there's something here that I wanted to read you. And it's just a quick little blip from one of his books and his writings, that the integration of the shadow or the realization of the personal unconscious marks the first stage in the analytical process, and without it, recognition of who we really are, who our true selves are, is virtually impossible. The confrontation with the shadow is the apprentice piece in the individual's development. So I really kind of meditated on those words and realized that a big part of taking a personal inventory has to be spent on our shadow selves, on holding ourselves accountable for our shortcomings and looking deeply at the things within ourselves that we could be doing different. And guys, I don't mean this has to be some, you know, like deep psychoanalytical analysis of ourselves. A lot of times, if you haven't done any kind of self-help work, you're not even going to be able to see those things just in the first place. But I'm talking about in all of the everyday areas of your life. Like, for an example, looking closely at your body. How do you treat your physical body? You've heard me say it a million and one times that your body houses your mind and your spirit. And let's face it, without our body, all the rest of this shit goes away, right? That's all we got, our body. So looking at taking a personal inventory of, okay, what am I doing to sustain my body is kind of like the bare minimum. What are you doing to sustain your body? But then beyond that, what are you doing to actually make your body flourish so that your mind and your spirit can flourish? Are you feeding it good food? Are you even feeding it food much at all? Or are you going hours on end without eating? Are you picking up just packaged processed bullshit? Or are you actually eating fruits and vegetables and good, healthy, sustainably grown proteins or animal protein sources? What's your diet look like? That's a really good place to start a personal inventory. In other areas of taking care of your body, what is your sleep like? Are you sleeping? Or are you staring at your phone until 10, 11, maybe 12 o'clock at night, completely shutting down your melatonin production and fucking up your sleep? Do you wake up every day tired? These are all areas we need to be taking personal inventory of. And then once we take the inventory, we got to figure out, like, okay, well, what are we going to do about it? Right? Because, okay, recognizing is step one. But then, like, what are we going to do about it in order to perpetuate some change? Other areas of your life, where do you spend your money? This one was a big one for me. I had never really taken the time to sit down and looked at, like, how do I feel about money? Like, how do I even feel about it? What are my emotions around money? I'm not a frivolous spender, I will tell you that. Like, I haven't been to Target in probably like fucking 5 years. I haven't been to Costco. I think I've been to Costco one time in literally 5 years, and that was to find my daughter a I don't know what you call that thing. Anyway, it's some kind of computer. But anyway, so I have kind of looked at my own, took an inventory of where I spend money, how I feel about money. And I've always kind of gone like, you know, I don't spend frivolously because I don't. I'm just not into like random filling my house with a bunch of shit and going to Target and all that stuff. But while I was doing this inventory and digging a little deeper than that, I did recognize some areas in my life where I'm like, you know what? I kind of take money for granted. I've worked hard for it for decades. My husband has worked hard for it for decades. And then there's areas where I'm kind of like, it doesn't matter if that's wasteful because there's plenty more. Like, that's not all right. And that's just a personal example of when you look deeply within yourself and all of your actions and the way you think about things, you start to discover areas in which you really have some shortcomings that you need to improve on. What about your relationship with your spouse? You know, I look closely at, you know, how do I feel about my spouse? Do my actions every day really kind of represent the way I truly feel about him? What about my daughter? The way I behave with her, the way I speak to her, does that really represent my true feelings for her? I literally dug in to every different area of my life. Really kind of one that may seem silly, but it was really profound for me, was even in my reading. So I read. My goal is always to read a book a week. I sometimes don't do it. I try, but there again, it doesn't always happen. So I'm obviously not trying hard enough, because otherwise it would happen. But anyway, I realized that, yes, I read a lot. But I had kind of, for some reason, convinced myself, and through my actions, wasn't reading any fiction. And my story was, well, because fiction isn't really teaching me anything. Like, what am I learning from fiction? I'm not just going to read mindless stuff. I need to be constantly reading things that are going to make me better at something. And I was like, you know what? I allowed myself on this time away to read fiction. I had told myself that before I left. I took a couple of books with me. And while I was digging into these pieces of fiction, I realized, I'm like, fuck,
I'm learning a lot from fiction. For one, I love historical fiction. And so I'm like, I'm learning a lot. I had totally lost touch with that. But had I not stepped away and had I not been doing a personal inventory, I would have continued to deprive myself of the knowledge and just the absolute joy and pleasure of reading fiction. So the reason I wanted to get on here and share this with all of you is because without a personal inventory, and it has to be very purposeful, it can't just be in 1 hour, write down things that are bad about you. That's not how this works. It's a stepping away, quieting the world around you, stepping away from the world around you to really take a deep, hard look at who you really are. Who you are right now, and is that really even close to who you want to be? I'm sharing it with you guys because it truly transformed my life. I was coming back on the plane and I had texted my husband and I said, you know, it's amazing. I actually feel like I have a different brain inside my head from taking a personal inventory. Now, that's not all it consisted of, but it was a big part of it. So the last thing I'll wrap it up here. And I wanted to share with you guys that this was so powerful for me that I thought, you know, how am I going to implement this with my family? And I will tell you that I know better than to fall into the trap when I learn something new or I have some kind of beautiful experience or something that new and exciting for myself. I know better than to come charging into my family and try to turn their world upside down. Like a perfect example of when people do that is when they start changing their diet and feel so good or like do strong start and completely like change their body composition and feel so great. And then they're like, okay, everybody in my family needs to do the same thing. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. How about you do it for quite some time and live by example and they eventually will follow suit. So I tried to make sure that I wasn't going to come back to my family and be like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. These are all the new steps that we're all going to do in order to like change our lives. But I thought deeply about it and I was like, you know what? And I came up with this and it has been an absolute blessing in our family. And so I want to share it with you. I created what I call a personal inventory prayer. So we have dinner together every night as a family. That's always been very important to me. And we always say grace. And just simply because I think it's very important for us to recognize and be grateful for the food we eat. And as trivial and simple as that may sound, it's actually pretty important if you think about it, because something else had to die or someone else had to do a lot of hard work for you to actually eat every single day. So I'm big on saying grace. Now, I will say that there's been stretches, years in our life where we just kind of go through the motion. You know, we're Catholic, so sign of the cross and say our grace and be done with absolutely no thought. And I actually can't stand that. It's one of the things that I really shy away from organized religion because it's just going through the motions for me. But anyway, I thought, you know what? This will be so powerful for us to be able to sit down and have a meal together at the end of our day and do a personal inventory prayer. So it's nothing formal, guys. There's two pieces to it. The first one is to recognize our shortcomings and ways in which we acted upon them that day. Because we have to acknowledge those things. It's not a matter of beating yourself up. It's not a matter of creating shame. It's a matter of recognizing the areas within ourselves where we don't always hit the mark. And you'd be amazed every single day, even if it's just in thoughts. A lot of times it is in thoughts for me. I got really frustrated when I shouldn't have. I responded in anger when I should have had more patience, like whatever it is. So we start the prayer by sharing one of our shortcomings that we recognize that day. And then on the flip side, we recognize and share with one another something that we were blessed with by God and that we acted on that day. So let me repeat that. There's two parts to it. The first one is acknowledging a shortcoming within yourself. And the second one is recognizing a blessing or a gift that was bestowed upon you that you actually acted on that day. to either make your life better, make the world around you better. Sky's the limit. And we were doing it last night, and my husband's like blessing or thanks on the second part was that he was so grateful that we were actually doing this new prayer, because it is so valuable to look at our shortcomings and then look at areas where we're really doing what's right and what's good and what is a representation of our best selves. But we have to acknowledge both of those. So I really hope that you guys will start implementing this in your own life. And you don't have to have kids at home to do it. You don't even have to be married or in a relationship to do it. Do it with yourself. Once a day, take that personal inventory. So here's a truth I'm going to leave you with today. If you want to improve the world around you, if you are so exhausted and frustrated and even just demoralized by everything that is going on in the world right now, the way you implement change is within yourself. Stop holding the world outside of you accountable and start holding yourself accountable. We cannot expect accountability and change and improvement from the world if we are not doing it within ourselves. Because there is no such thing as the outside world. The outside world is nothing more than a compilation of each of us individually. Take a personal inventory. Give yourself credit where credit is due. And then look hard and deeply at the things that you need to be working on and get to work on those. And start with the smallest of the items first. You can't change big things if you're not willing to change the small things. So pick up your dog's shit, clean up your room, get rid of the clutter around you, and start taking care of yourself. Thanks a lot for tuning in. We'll see you next time.